Good morning. You're on the Brekkie Show with Scotty. It's 19 minutes to 9 o'clock on this Thursday morning. A very good morning here this Thursday morning. That's some brilliant music there. Robert Cray and Right Next Door. Well, not Right Next Door, but joining me on the line from over in Broome. It's a very good morning on this Thursday morning to the Community Liaison and Education Officer with the Kimberley Community Legal Services. It's a very good morning to Akira Boardman. Good morning, Akira.
Good morning.
How are you on a Thursday?
Very good. It's cooled down a bit here in Broome, so just enjoying that nice weather with a bit of rain.
Yeah, well, you've got a few showers. I suppose you're getting a bit of influence there from the coastal weather that seems to be all happening out there at the moment. Great.
Yeah,
Akira, it's great to have you on the line. The Kimberley Community Legal Services, we're talking today and once again shining a very bright spotlight on domestic violence, but we're talking about the new campaign that was released in December, Us Without Abuse campaign. Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, so this campaign, it's, as you said, led by us at Kimberley Community Legal Service in partnership with Manawa Dakora Women's Resource Centre in Fitzroy Crossie. So the campaign was designed and created for the Kimberley region specifically. It was actually produced by Woonan Media. The idea about the campaign is essentially to challenge that normalisation of abuse in the Kimberley, specifically domestic family violence and elder abuse. And it features local Kimberley people. We wanted to make sure there was just that connection with people that, you know, live here and have families here, and sometimes lots of our campaigns that are featured in the Kimberley might feature people from, you know, Perth or over east, and we thought there was a bit of a gap to have a Kimberley-specific campaign to address abuse in our community.
Yeah, well, then absolutely right. And how's the campaign going at the moment? And a lot of people were connecting with it.
Yeah. So what we've got at the moment, just before Christmas, we started rolling out all of the ads on TV, radio. You know, you might see them in Aboriginal medical services or on different kind of billboards around different towns in the Kimberley. So yeah, we're getting some good feedback. People are starting to see it. They're getting targeted on their Facebook with social media advertising or TikTok. But we've also got plans to take it on the road, go out to remote Aboriginal communities across the region, deliver some community legal education, which is a part of my role here at KCLS, where we sit down with people and talk about different legal issues and try and get that education going about people's legal rights. So the campaign's going well. People are starting to recognise it, but we've got a website, uswithoutabuse.com, that I'd really encourage everyone to go and check out. And you can also look at our Facebook page, and we've got lots of information about the campaign there.
Okay, and your Facebook page is Us Without Abuse as well?
No, sorry, through the Kimberley Community.
Okay, and there'll be lots of information. Yeah. Us Without Abuse campaign, that's you've said Facebook, you've got a website as well. Okay. Great. So it has been really good to see that there has been a bright spotlight put on domestic violence and abuse over the last few years. It is about time, you start seeing less and less of it in the towns. What about away from the spotlight, so to speak? Still very, very prevalent?
Oh, absolutely. Like, we do know through police stats that the Kimberley has the highest rates of domestic and family violence in WA, and that hasn't changed, unfortunately. At KCLS, we have a lot of clients that face these problems and come to us for help, and there's many services in all these towns that are, you know, working so hard to tackle this issue. But that's, I guess that's the point of this campaign. It's to talk about, you know, the strength of the Kimberley community and our families and our communities, and to say that it's up to us, really, to stop family and domestic violence and elder abuse. It's about people deciding to, you know, change their ways and, you know, not continue on with violence in the home, really. The other part of the campaign that I did want to mention is that we've taken a different approach to trying to change behaviour. You see lots of social campaigns such as, you know, don't speed, don't drink and drive, don't smoke. It's all from that negative deficit message of, you know, don't do this or these bad things will happen to you. I think we wanted to take a different approach in this campaign because we know that with such high rates in the Kimberley, people know what domestic violence is. We don't need to tell them, you know, that it what it is. We wanted to have a more strength-based approach. So coming from that kind of building people up message of, you know, this is what our community is like when we're free of abuse. This is how we're happy, we're healthy, we're strong. I think sometimes those authoritative campaigns might turn people off a bit, might sound like, you know, the government's telling them what to do. So that's kind of the difference with this campaign, and really hoping that it hits the right chord and resonates with people.
Well, that's great. It's a unique approach, and hopefully that sort of approach for other things in the future as well.
Yeah, absolutely, because, you know, we do see a lot of kind of negative reporting about the Kimberley a lot of the time, and I think it's so important to build people up and make sure we're, you know, encouraging that kind of good behaviour, but also that connection with each other in our family units and in our community.
Of course, obviously, there are some obvious answers to this question, but what are you hoping to achieve from this campaign?
Yeah, absolutely. We're not suggesting that this campaign is a silver bullet solution that will stop the issue, but our main aim is to debunk that normalisation of abuse in the Kimberley. So challenge those, you know, not everyone has it, but there is parts of the community that think that, you know, that violence in the home and treating our elders in that certain way is acceptable and it is the way that people act. But, yeah, it's about saying, no, this is not okay and this is not how we're going to have a happy, healthy community.
The Marnham Women's Resource Centre in Fitzroy Crossing, they are real leaders in all of this. Are they getting down to Canberra? Or are they getting down to Perth? And are they talking to influencing and influential people and decision makers about what's going on in the Kimberley?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not sure of. I know that the CEO, Emily Carter, is always doing great advocacy work for these issues. I'm sure that, you know, this is not new for her, right? Like, she's been doing that for a long time. But I'm hoping that with this campaign, we can, talk with KCLS, Marnan, and even Woonan, because we worked with Woonan Media in Kununurra to develop this campaign. So, you know, creating that united front as different organisations that service clients in the Kimberley on these issues. I think there's a lot of room for that advocacy to happen with the politicians and all the, you know, people that make the decisions where funding goes and stuff. There's always need for more resources, especially in the Kimberley, for all of these, to tackle these issues. Specifically, there's been a lot of good conversations lately about men's behavioural change programs. But we also know that we do need to be making sure our refuges are funded and, you know, they're equipped for the needs of the community. And we've also got all of the right support services in place in different areas of the Kimberley to make sure that, you know, women and families and elders and men are supported on a journey to have a happier and healthier life, really.
Yeah, and do you believe that is the case? Are they being? Of course, everybody could always ask for more funding, but is it enough at the moment, or do we want to really tackle this problem and make sure we give it all the funding that it needs.
Yeah, I think that there's definitely room for more funding, but there has been some good movements over the past years, even across Australia. You know, as you said, the light's been shined on domestic violence more and more, and I think it's really good to see that governments are starting to really put money and strategies into place and stuff. I do know that the federal government is currently reviewing their elder abuse strategy. So if anyone that's listening is interested in submitting to that, I know that you can jump online and search for that. And, yeah, it's good to have people from the Kimberley to input into those different strategies because, you know, we're a very unique region and we're so remote, so we've got different challenges, but we've also got such a, like, vibrant community of different people across the region.
We certainly do. Yeah. We certainly do. Akira, just quickly, what do you see next for the campaign? Where is the next step after this campaign?
Well, I think that the idea of this campaign is, you know, we really don't want it to just go away.
No. Right?
We want it to make sure that the images that we're using and the slogan and the messages are existing beyond this, you know, media section of the campaign. So I've been talking to different other legal services and organisations about setting up, yeah, the remote community trips and getting out into communities, running a bit of community legal education using the campaign and talking about things like domestic violence and elder abuse. So that's what we'll be doing over the next 6 months. But I'm sure that many different projects will pop up, as they always do in the Kimberley. I think the main message here is KCLS doesn't own this campaign. We want the community to own it. So
yeah, good point. Great point.
To, you know, rebadge it in their own way, we'd love to welcome that.
Now, of course, you've got an office here in Kununurra, and if you are travelling around from Broome and the campaign organisers and the campaign people that are really driving this campaign, if you're in Kununurra, pop in and say hello to us and let us know how things are going, especially if there is ways of gauging this and any anecdotal stories on the campaign would be much appreciated.
Absolutely.
As we said before, the light has been shone on it, and here at Wurundjeri Radio, we want to keep that nice and bright. And we don't want to just talk about it. We want to solve the problem. So,
No, that sounds really good. I really appreciate Wurundjeri's role in that because it does take, you know, everyone in the community, all the different businesses, organisations and leaders to stand up and, yeah, say no to violence in our community.
Yeah, well, I've seen a bit of a change in the many years I've lived here, but and not complete change, and that's what we want. Mm. So, Akira, fantastic talk to you. We've been talking to Akira Boardman. She is the Community Liaison and Education Officer with the Kimberley Community Legal Services. The campaign is Us Without Abuse. It is all around the Kimberley at the moment. Keep your eyes open and talk about it. And we wish you all the best with it, and also pass on everybody's pass on our best to the Fitzroy Crossing Women's Resource Centre. A fantastic initiative, and we hope it all goes well. Come and see us when you're in town next.
Great, will do. Thanks so much for having me.
There we go. That's Akira Boardman, Community Liaison and Education Officer. Yeah, great chat there. We're on the way to the 9 o'clock news to get us there. Here's Susan Vega and Luca.